What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Tim, what shirt are you wearing right now?
I am wearing my gray The Positive Truth shirt right now. It is freaking amazing. I feel confident and positive in it, man.
Wait a minute. Are we going to upload a picture to Instagram and Facebook about this?
We legitly are. You know why we're going to do this?
Tell me why, Tim.
Because, man, all proceeds, all profits we're making off of this shirt are going to three nonprofit organizations of your choosing. We have three that we're going to offer, and the three are, JP, go ahead and tell the people what they are.
We're doing the Positive Tomorrows, which is, it helps homeless children in Oklahoma City. We're doing the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, which is, you know, pretty damn good on its own. And we're doing FAINN, we're donating to them, which is a sexual assault and rape organization, so we can stop those. And if you don't want to pick and you just want us to donate to all three, just don't tell us and we'll do that.
100%. I mean, you're doing like so many positive things by buying one of our shirts. You're supporting us and spreading positivity. You're looking good in it on top of that, having some self-confidence. And on top of that, you're giving back to these organizations. I mean, that's like, bam.
Something positive. So much positive. You know what else is positive, Tim?
What's that?
Spring cleanup.
I was going to say pizza.
Oh, that's yes. Yes. So in Estonia, do you know where Estonia is at?
No, sir.
Estonia. It's a European country. And they have a tradition called Talgud, which is basically a common effort to get a major task done. And they called it this year, it's called Temeara 2017, which basically means let's do it. And 50,358 people combined, or 3.8% of the Estonian population, did a nationwide spring cleanup. So they took basically all 3.8% of the population, and they did maintenance works in villages and on public properties. They collected garbage and other waste, fixed like stairs, steps, they made hiking trails, they erected new flag posts, they cleaned up parks. They cleaned up like youth programs and little just outside spaces. And I think that's absolutely amazing, man.
Yeah, man, like that sounded so awesome. That sounds exactly what we're trying to do. You know, everywhere, spread that positivity. A bunch of people together can do so much, and they just proved it right there.
And what's crazy is like this isn't being talked about. But there's so much division in our society. It feels like no one's united. This whole country just can't be like united under spring cleanup.
Man, y'all need to talk about that for sure. If you're listening, talk about that. Talk about that to somebody. Talk about that to the most negative person you know. Just make them even more mad because something nice happened. A bunch of people got together.
A bunch of people? 50,000 people.
50,000 people.
That's a lot of people, man.
You said that's 3.8% of their population?
Yeah, can you imagine if 3.8% of the United States went outside and started picking up trash? Started renovating the parks?
If 3.8% of Oklahoma City, you know, decided to get together and clean up Oklahoma City, it would be so much cleaner on the outskirts of downtown.
Man. That's what we do here at The Positive Truth. We bring you uplifting news stories. Tim, what do you got?
Man, my first news story is pretty awesome. If you like money like I like money, we don't like to lose money, so we work too hard for it. We want to spend it on what we want to spend it on. So especially if you're about to go pay rent, have you ever been in a situation where you're about to pay rent and you lost your rent money?
No, that sounds awful though.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what happened to Shayna. I don't want to say her last name. She's from Kapolei, Hawaii. I hope I said that right. She had about $1,600 in cash in her wallet. She was getting ready to pay rent. Like literally, she went to Walmart to get a money order. to pay her rent. And she realized she didn't have her wallet. Goes back to look for her wallet. Her wallet's gone. She freaks out. Doesn't know where it's at. She thinks she lost it, you know? Just the whole day was ruined. Can you imagine losing? I couldn't imagine losing $1,600, man. I'd be...
That's a really bad day.
Yeah, man. That's... Nothing positive about
that. That's also really high rent.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, man. I don't... I hope that's not, like, all that money went to rent. That'd be crazy. But anyway, she... later on at night... she got a message on Facebook. This lady actually, this lady actually found her wallet and wanted to return it. So, you know, lady comes over, gives her her wallet, and Shayna was so thrilled. She said, my heart was racing so fast. I tried to reward her, like, everything, all the money in her wallet, and the lady didn't want to accept anything. She just took thank you and a hug, and they basically became friends after that. Shayna says that an act of kindness like that, she will forever be grateful for, and she plans to pay it forward.
Man, that's something else. Most people, when they come across $1,600, they keep it.
Yo, I mean, I wouldn't blame her, but this actually inspires me. Like, if I were to ever find a wallet and I had that amount of money, because I know a lot of people, I mean, I have conversations with people all the time. Like, if you found that amount of money, what would you do? Would you turn it in or what? And if everybody, including myself, said, you know, I would keep it, they would keep it. But I think even if it's, like, no amount of money, I'm pretty positive now. There's no way I would even think about keeping it. I would definitely, you know, give it back, because just reading this story makes me think about, like, if I were to lose my wallet like that. And I've definitely lost my wallet. Didn't have, you know, too much cash in it, but... It's depressing. I don't want to feel like that. I want anybody else to feel like that because of me. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. And even, like, if there was zero money in her wallet, you still have your ID in there. You still have other valuable possessions that cost money to replace. Like, your wallet, your purse, that costs money to replace.
Yeah, or even something irreplaceable, like a photo.
Exactly. So... Who was the person that gave the money back? What was her name?
Her name was... I actually added the link. My bad.
Oh, you good? You good? You look for it. I'll talk about my next one.
Okay. Yeah, actually, her name is not on here, actually.
Oh, that's even better. She did it anonymously.
Legitly.
So, my next positive news story is about... Southwest Airlines, because there's been not a whole lot of positivity coming out of the airlines recently.
JP got jokes, ladies and gentlemen.
So I'm going to tell you a story. Passenger's name is Peggy Uhle. U-H-L-E. We cannot pronounce anything, Tim.
In the words of Soldier Boy, Uhle.
Wow.
That was a super corny joke. Man, I take that back.
Okay, so Peggy, she boarded her flight from Chicago to Columbus, turned off her cell phone as her plane rolled away from the gate. Basically, the plane started rolling and turned around. Like, she had no idea what was going on. Once the plane got back to the gate, a flight attendant approached her, was like, you need to get off the plane. So she thought she boarded the wrong flight, and so she's right. Panicking, like, oh crap, I missed the flight, I gotta buy another ticket, all of that fun stuff. The second she got off the plane, she basically turned back on her phone, and like, the security told her, like, hey, you need to turn on your phone, you need to talk to your husband. And it turns out, like, her 24-year-old son had suffered a serious head injury and was in a coma in Colorado. So what Southwest Airlines did is, since her husband couldn't call her since her phone was off, he called Southwest. They stopped the flight. They bought her a ticket to Denver, offered her a private waiting area, rerouted her luggage, allowed her to board first, and bought her a lunch for whenever she got off the plane in Denver. Her luggage was delivered from the airport to the place where she was staying. And her son made a full recovery. And that's the way to go above and beyond. with customer service.
Man, that is like a positive news stories from Southwest Airlines.
Exactly. There hasn't been a lot from the airlines company, so I figured...
Oh, there's been a lot, man. There's been a lot of negativity. That's all that it's been.
And that's why I feel like that's why we're here, to talk about the positive.
Boom. We're bringing back the balance to the force.
Nice.
All right, man. My next story is from Oxford High School. These students begin a project called 13 Reasons Why Not. The reason why it's called 13 Reasons Why Not, because there's a popular Netflix show right now. It's called 13 Reasons Why. It's about a teenage girl. She commits suicide, and she leaves 13 tapes. And on these 13 tapes are reasons. Each tape is a reason why she committed suicide. And each tape is dedicated to one person, so it's 13 different people. And this school, you know, did not like the idea of it, so they decided to start a program called 13 Reasons Why Not. And basically what they did for 13 days, a recording of a different student will play during the morning announcements. In the recording, played the entire student body, the teens reveal a problem they're struggling with. At the end of the recording, instead of blaming someone like they did on the TV show, the students thank a classmate who has helped them get through that problem. I think that's like a super, super awesome story. Because watching the series, which I fell in love with, I think like everybody should watch the series. I guess there were books as well beforehand, which my kids keep telling me I should read the books instead of watching TV shows all the time on my track athletes and stuff. But, you know, I'm a visual kind of guy. So I think this is really awesome because in the show, that was like the biggest complaint from everybody, you know, all the critics. This girl is so mean for doing something like that. And in all reality, thinking about it, yeah, like she's super, super, super. That's just like, why would she do that? That's mean. And they decided to go above and beyond. You know, they made something, they turned it into something positive. And that's exactly, you know, what we're about, what we're trying to do, you know? And I think that's awesome whenever there are other people out there like us, man.
Do you know what their 13 reasons why were?
No, I don't. They were just personal stories that these kids went through.
Nice. I like that, Tim. I mean, if you think about it, a TV show about suicide kind of glorifies suicide. So you would think one of the potential downsides is it would make it cool to do something like that. So I'm glad they turned it into a positive.
Yes, sir.
So, Tim, my next positive news story, it's a follow-up.
Ooh. Please tell me it's like the Chance the Rapper Beyonce one.
Yep.
Yay!
So, Mr. Barack Obama has got involved.
Okay.
They're going to donate $2 million to a summer jobs program in Chicago.
The Obamas are donating $2 million?
$2 million.
Now, is this out of their personal account?
It is. And they're also...
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, yes. But they're also donating. They also have what they're calling the Obama Presidential Center. It's going to be made in Chicago. And, you know, every president gets a museum. Obama's isn't just going to be a museum. He wants it to be the Obama Presidential Center to be a living, working center of engagement, an ongoing project for the community to help the world shape into what it means to be an active citizen in the 21st century. Supposed to train young people in leadership and making a difference in their community. And they're putting it in the south side of Chicago, man.
Man, I'm so impressed with what Chicago's doing. Like, the people that came out of Chicago, the people that are from Chicago, they left, they became successful. They became, you know, the face of a lot of things. And they're making all this money and they're actually giving back to their community. They're really trying to make it a more positive place. That's super inspiring.
Absolutely, man. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. And yet again, another positive news story that's not getting talked about, but we will hear.
Oh, for sure, man. Let's keep adding on to that because I'm sure that story is just going to grow even more. I hope other cities just catch on and start doing that as well, man.
We got to be the positive change in OKC.
Indeed. We're definitely trying to start something, man.
How many news stories do you have left?
I have one real quick one.
Cool. Roll with it.
Really quick. I will have a follow-through on more details to come, but a Harvard study reveals that children who do chores are more likely to become successful in their future careers.
Okay. That do their chores, like, consistently and regularly?
Yes, exactly. Basically, the study's just telling you, without going too much into the details because I don't have them right now, the study's basically telling you that kids need order. They need order. They need to be organized. Start that mentality at a young age of being organized, because if you let your kids be lazy and have stuff all over the floor, that becomes a pattern for the rest of their life.
So, Tim, what were your chores growing up?
Man, I had to dust everything, vacuum. I didn't have to do the dishes. I had to mop and sweep. The twin sister did the dishes. I didn't have to clean the restroom because every time I cleaned the restroom, I did a bad job. And then, you know, whenever we moved out of apartments and got into a house, cut the grass, of course.
So whether did you do them consistently?
You know, when I was younger, maybe, you know, all the way up through middle school. Once I got to high school, yeah, everything went out the window.
I feel like I was just a pain as a kid. Like, I had the easiest chores ever, and I just didn't do them. Like, I remember, like, one of my chores, and this is going to sound so bad. It's so bad. Like, we had this cat. It was my sister's cat, but she left the cat, but the cat couldn't come inside, so the cat was an outside cat.
You said cat 12 times, man.
I mean, you need to understand context. So what I would do is I would refill the water. That was my job. And so when the cat meowed, like, I made sure there was always water in this bucket. And, like, I don't know why, but I just could never stay on top of this. This sounds so simple, but I was the worst at that. I think I had to take dishes out of the dishwasher, which, again, such a simple task. What was my problem? Why was I such a problem? And then mowing the lawn. My mom told me I was so bad at it, they wouldn't let me do it anymore.
Yo, that's, yeah, man. Yeah, man, we got to get that together.
I had to clean the restroom and I guess clean my room too, but yeah. I had to take the trash to the curb. Yeah.
Did you ever miss?
Like, no. Miss days? No. They made sure I didn't miss. They made sure I didn't miss anything.
Good.
I guess I just like getting yelled at. But really, I was just such an introverted, just like to myself in my room, that if it wasn't in my room, I just didn't do it. And if it was in my room, I felt like it was my thing to do. So, like, one of the things was clean your room. And I purposely wouldn't clean it because I felt like it was my personal space and I liked it that way. Which was one of my chores, which I didn't do. Yeah.
Man, JP, man.
So, yeah. I guess I was a problem child.
Yeah, you were a child, man. You were definitely a problem.
It'll probably come back to me someday. I got two positive news stories about the best sport in the world. You know what sport that is, Tim?
Basketball.
You know it. You're gonna like the second one, but I'm gonna start with the first one. You know who Damian Lillard is?
Of course. Portland Trail Blazers, point guard, one of the best in the game.
Video game Dame. So most people don't understand how NBA players get paid. They have a contract and they get paid every 2 weeks once the season starts. And once it's over, you stop getting paid. So they don't get paid during, like, the summer.
Off season.
So if they make the playoffs, they get playoff bonuses. So Damian Lillard, since they made the playoffs, he got $225,000 in playoff bonuses. And he donated all the team staffers because they're all on salary and they get paid the same regardless. So he felt like he was already making a lot of money, so he should donate it to everyone on his team that helped his season be wonderful, helping, like, you know, trainers, coaches, keep everyone, like, tip-top shape so they can play well, and just to build unity to the team. And donating, you know, almost $250,000 is pretty impressive.
Man, impressive is not even the word. Damian Lillard is, like, one of the best guys out there. He's so loyal, too. I remember reading a quote a couple days ago basically saying, if he can't build it here, he doesn't want to win a ring. You know, like, that's crazy to me. Like, he's full-fledged dedicating his rest of his basketball career to the Portland Trail Blazers at such a young age, too.
I think Dame's our age, man. He's like 26, 27.
That's what I'm saying. He's young still, though. He still got, you know, the 10, maybe 15 years playing basketball.
15 years? That'll be 41.
Man, everybody's retiring at 40, 41 these days, man.
Yeah. That's a lot of basketball. Do you remember Brandon Roy, speaking of Trailblazers?
Yeah, man. He's high school coach now, right?
Yeah. So he was at a game. No, he wasn't in a game. He was back home. He was in California over the weekend. And basically, there was a drive-by shooting, and he, like, was picking up kids to shield them. He shielded kids in front of his home and got shot in the leg.
Yo, Brandon Roy, Superman now? So, like, his basketball career, this guy could have been one of the greatest ever. His career got cut short due to injuries.
He had literally degenerating knees.
Yeah, I mean,
that sounds awful.
Yeah, it does sound awful. But, like, yeah, and he retires basketball. He becomes a high school coach. You know, he's already made millions. He doesn't have to do anything for the rest of his life. He decided to become a high school coach, which is a positive in itself. And now he's over here throwing himself in front of kids, in front of bullets and stuff. Man, Brandon Roy, that is awesome.
Absolutely. That's all my positive news stories. You know how to end all basketball.
Oh, no, for sure. I love it, man.
We'll be back on Wednesday with more positive news stories. Tim, do you have a quote?
No, but I remember a quote you said earlier about learning. I would like you to say it, or not learning, listening. I really love that quote. Could you please say that for us?
I'll say it after you shout out how they can reach the Positive Truth.
For sure. You can find us on Facebook at the Positive Truth Podcast, on Twitter at TPT_podcast, on Instagram at the Positive Truth. You can also find us on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, and SoundCloud.
And you can hit us up on the Gmail if you have any questions or anything you want us to talk about at thepositivetruth@gmail.com. And the quote is, listen to understand, not respond.
My favorite quote by JP.
And everyone that's listening, you're our favorite people. Stay positive. We're out.